My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Doug Karsh, Gator out today, 248-539-9797. Dan Campbell went on a show down in Dallas, the Hardline. He goes way back with those guys, it sounds like, and was talking about how he may gear down the aggressiveness. It depends on what kind of team he has, but he's left it open to being flexible. I mentioned it earlier, and I was correct. The Lions went for it on fourth down, the second most in the NFL. Their fourth down attempts, 40. And, I mean, just shy of 2.5 times a game, he went for it on fourth down on average. Unless this includes the playoffs. I don't know. I don't think it does. Panthers went for it more, 48 times, which you can kind of see that with a losing team. If you look at this, a lot of teams that lost a lot are near the top of the list, with the exception of the Lions. Fourth down conversion rate, ranked 11th in the NFL, 52.5%. 248-539-9797. You okay with him gearing it down? The fourth down attempts. Dan Campbell, 248-539-9797. Mike in Farmington Hills, you're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, fellas. Thank you for taking the call. I think that we, first, I'll give you my point. I do not want Dan Campbell to change his play calling. I don't want him to change his coaching style for us at all. If you look at it, you can look back at maybe one game that we can really sit down, maybe two games, NFC Championship game in Dallas, where you can say, hey, Dan Campbell, by going on fourth down, you lost us the game. But there's so many more games that he won us by being aggressive and rolling the dice. And then when, you know, he said, I play on the strengths of my team, you know, and we talk about now, okay, if you have a strong kicker. But looking back at it last year, he really played off of, I thought about it a lot, was the weakness of our team. Our defense was not getting stops sometimes against certain teams, but our offense was rolling. And so he kept the momentum going, and that kept the team in it. It kept the morale up on the team, and I think the players really fed off of that. Mm-hmm. But when you're having a defense that struggles and then you put them in a position, okay, now we're up 7, that's a touchdown. We got to keep them out of scoring distance. They kick a field goal, we're still up 4. But if you're playing against a team and, you know, you're kicking field goals and then they're going down there, running down, putting up 7, well, now you're against, you know, your back's against the wall. So I think, yeah, he played into the strengths of our team. And he was going to do that. But when you really think about the weaknesses, I think that's a lot of what played into him going on a fourth down. He didn't lose any games by going on fourth down other than those two games.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's I think one of the reasons why the locker room is so good, I think the players see that as a sign of trust. I think the players see their coach and think, our guy believes in us. And it's funny, for years and years and years, and listening to coaches talk and going to press conferences and after games when they go for it on fourth down and it doesn't work and people ask coaches, why did you go for it? One of the things that they always say is the following. We had a play that we were very confident in that was going to work. And I always thought to myself, don't you always feel like every play you call is going to work? But they've got like fourth down specialties that they keep in their back pocket and that they are using at strategic times against what they think a team's going to do defensively. Like they think We know what they'd like to do on fourth down defensively. And we know what we can counter that with offensively. So it's almost as if they're basically saying, we plan for this. We, you know what they're going to do, and we know what works against it. And look, I know it's college football, but I did the Michigan season. Think back to the 4th-and-2 play on Michigan's final drive of regulation against Alabama. To say that that play worked is an understatement. Blake Corum was about as wide open as a player could be. If for some reason that play didn't work, I almost guarantee after the game they would have said something along the lines of, we had a play that we thought should work, and boy, did it ever. Right? I mean, that was a pitch and catch that, Kang, I think you could have completed to me. And it was the perfect play call. So I would assume that every single time that Campbell goes for it, they are calling a play that they think is going to work. Rob on atop a lawn truck says, I absolutely want him to stay aggressive. That's the makeup of who we are. But also, Doug, Badgley had a 54-yarder in the Rams playoff game to give us the win. You're right. I was looking at the regular season numbers. Derek in Canton says, the guy who will call in now and say he wants Dan Campbell to be less aggressive will be the same guy that will call up and complain that he didn't go for it on fourth down weeks later. Well, that's why we always talk about first guessing. We think in our jobs, it's important to first guess and say, okay, what would I do in this situation? Why would I do it? Because if it's logical to go for it in the moment and then it doesn't work, even though it makes sense to go for it, if you argue the result, you'll never be wrong. And I'm not going to sit up here in the air and always argue the result. If you take the result and put it in, and that's the reason why you make the argument that it was dumb to go for it, well, guess what? You can make yourself sound like the smartest coach ever. That's why you have to argue. You have to think about it in real time. Would I go for it? Marlon Wall Lake writes in, when you have a formula for success and it's succeeding, why change it? I'm comfortable with whatever Dan Campbell wants to do on the field. I trust his decision-making. And from a longtime Lions fan, last season was unbelievable. He built this team for a Super Bowl. Let him cook. Okay, so he also, at one point kind of talked about the essence of what motivates him and why he is the way he is with the hard line in Dallas. And here is what Dan Campbell had to say about the essence of what makes him Dan Campbell. There you go. That's our guy, Dan Campbell. A little bit of insight into what makes him tick. He's a fascinating dude, isn't he?
Yeah, but if you hear that cut, how can you actually think he's going to be that much less aggressive?
I can't.
You know what I mean? Like, he is worked up all the time. He's got energy. I don't know if it's the espressos or just natural, whatever it is. That's who he is, and that's who he wanted his team to be, which is hungry, take it personal, energetic, and aggressive. Now, he may dial it back a little bit, but he said a couple things in the aggressive cut to go along with that cut that makes me think that it's not going to be that much, Doug. And the fact is, you play to their strengths. The strength of this team is the offense. I don't care how much better you made the defense from last year, the strength of this team is that offensive line and the offense. So with that in mind, you always feel like you have the advantage over the defense because you know what you want to do with the ball. They have to react to you.
I was kind of thinking about this because can you see a future where the Lions are playing in an NFC title game I guess it kind of happened in this NFC title. They're in the Super Bowl. And they're up 7 with 2.5 minutes to go. And they're on the opposing team's 33-yard line looking at a 4th-and-6.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And maybe they're up four. They're up four with a fourth and six on the opposing team's 33-yard line. And Dan Campbell can try a field goal to go up seven, or he can go for it for a kill shot. The aggressive Dan Campbell goes for it for the kill shot. If that doesn't work, and an opponent gets the football and drives down the field, scores a touchdown, and wins the Super Bowl, it will be the most talked about moment in Detroit sports talk radio history about that decision. But if he's on the 33-yard line of a Super Bowl with 2.5 minutes to go, up four, and fourth and six, I think he's going for it. And I think he's going to say, I believe in Jared Goff, and I believe in Amon-Ra or LaPorta or whomever. I think he's going for it. And I'm resigned to the fact that we need to accept it now that he will go for it.
Doug, that scenario hasn't happened yet, and I still almost threw up. Because that, I mean, are you kidding me, man?
Am I wrong, though?
Are you wrong? Is would he go for it? No, you're not wrong on that. We've seen it before, but that's the ultimate moment. It's one thing to do it in Dallas week 15 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's even another thing to do it in a playoff game, the Super Bowl. And if Mahomes is on the other side, whatever quarterback it is, Mahomes, you know, Josh Allen, you don't want to give the ball back. Lamar Jackson, right? Nope. You just don't want to give the ball back.
Nope.
Fourth and six is a long way. But then you're like, this is Dan Campbell. He believes in his team that much.
Yep.
I mean, it's ready, set, puke for me at that moment. I mean,
a similar situation played itself out at the end of the Green Bay game at the end of the 2022 season. They were up four. There was a minute 14 to go. They could kick a field goal to go up seven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was a fourth and one.
That's different. Fourth and six seems like that seems pretty far away.
It does. But I expect Dan Campbell to go for it there.
God, what a call. But that's why he's in the position he's in. He knows his team. He knows the plays. He knows the situation.
It just feels like that's screaming for a choice route to Amon-Ra. And Goff has to be on the same page, and those hours and hours and hours of work that they put in pays off. And, I mean, that's just part of this. You think he's going for it there? You're damn right he's going for it there. He's not giving the ball back to Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or whomever. Unless the score is 10-6 and they haven't allowed a touchdown all day.
Well, that's what I mean by the game situation. Yeah. How has this game been playing out? Is it 56-52 or is it, 10-6, like you said?
248-539-9797. Training camp opens Saturday. All right, we got some interesting Scoobal stuff after yesterday's conversation. We will get to that today at 12:02. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.